James Crumley, Jennifer Crumley, and their 15-year-old son are all now in custody here at the Oakland County Jail, being barred from contact with one another. Now, the sheriff tells me the parents have been quiet, sullen, and he hasn't seen them show any signs of remorse. Today, they faced a judge for the first time.
I understand.
Jennifer Crumley cried as each of the four involuntary manslaughter charges against her and her husband James were read in court.
I understand.
Prosecutors say in the days leading up to the shooting at Oxford High School, the Crumleys bought the gun allegedly used by their son and were warned by school officials that he was looking at ammunition on his phone and writing a violent note. But authorities say the Crumleys did nothing.
And these two individuals could have stopped it. And they had every reason to know that he was dangerous, and they gave him a weapon.
Their appearance today follows an intense search by law enforcement. The couple failed to show up for a Friday arraignment. U.S. Marshals announced a bounty of up to $10,000 each. A business owner in Detroit, about 45 miles away, spotted the Crumley's car and called 911. Police say they were found hiding in a vacant art studio.